Hello, 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 and welcome. You are listening to the Moving Into Light podcast. I'm Lisa Renee, the podcast host, and I am so glad that you hopped on to today's episode. This is episode 180, and we are going to be talking about the ways that you can return to alignment. So more on that in just a bit. If you are new here, thank you so much for joining me. I'm Lisa Renee. I work as an intuitive healer. I work as a writer, as a channel of divine wisdom. I'm also a holistic nutritionist and a yoga instructor. I wear a lot of hats through the day, but my whole goal is to help people find their light and to shine it brightly on the planet. If you are a returning listener, thank you so much for coming back and welcome back. I've been on a short hiatus for a few months here as I've settled into France. The south of France is waking up and being beautiful as spring is really just blossoming on around every turn. It's just amazing. But I feel like I am waking up and blossoming right along with the south of France. So it feels great to be sitting back in this chair and in this podcasting space and recording for you. So thank you so much. Again, if you like the podcast, if it resonates, feel free to like it, share it, subscribe to it, do all the things to keep us going. So today I want to dive into the idea of alignment and how do we get back to alignment if we have lost our way. And I share today's podcast kind of with a soft spot in my heart because we have all lost our way. We've all gotten off track. We've all come out of the flow for a bit and we've had to navigate our way back into that feel-good feeling of being in the flow. If you are new to spirituality or if you are a new listener here, you may not have heard the term alignment. It may not resonate with you. So just briefly, I believe that being in alignment is being or living in agreement with the true plan of your soul's journey. I believe that when we incarnate as a soul, not as a human body, but just as a soul, as we incarnate, we have a contract between us and source energy. We have a list of lifetimes. We have a long list of lessons we are here to learn, things we are meant to do, experiences we are supposed to go through, lessons, hardships, challenges, struggles, joys, loves of our lives, all of the things. And when we are in alignment, we are living in agreement with that truth, that plan. I believe that's what's in our Akashic records. I believe that is what we do. When we are living in alignment is that we are following that path. When we are not in alignment, though, we get off course. The journey gets hard. We have a lot of struggles. We get kind of hit over the head again and again and again with hardships and struggles and difficulties. And we may or may not be living the life that we had planned in that contract with source energy. And so being out of alignment leads us into hardships. It leads us to hard times. And I don't say it lightly, but it definitely is part of the learning. So we've all had times where things move along at a really fast rate, where things just seem to go from one thing to the next, and it does it seamlessly. We don't have the big struggles. We are, some people use in the flow, right? We just automatically know the next right choice and the next right decision and the next right thing because we are keeping our vibrational level in that level of alignment. So here's the thing, and I have seen this again and again with myself, with my family members, with my clients. It can be really difficult to realize that we are out of alignment. So I just explained to you what it feels like to be out of alignment. Lots of struggles, lots of hardships, nothing's flowing easily, pieces aren't fitting. But sometimes we get into that state and our ego mind, our physical human self, gets so wrapped up in the what and the how and the what if and the fear and the anger and the upset of being out of alignment that we forget to say, wait, whoa, let me put the brakes on and figure out why this is all occurring. What happened to bring me to this space? What am I supposed to learn from being in this space? And how do I get back to that feeling of being in the flow? And that's a hard thing because we forget, or we get so wrapped up in the hardships that we forget to say, wait, I am really out of alignment. So I was really nudged late last night to stop and think about this a little bit, to take a few notes, which I don't normally do for a podcast, but I did because I got that little nudge. Spirit said, hey, you need to talk about alignment and how to get back into it. And I said, okay, because that's kind of how my life operates 99% of the time. And so I did. And in the thinking and in the sitting and being with it a little bit, I realized it is really simple. One, to fall out of alignment. Two, to get stuck there. And three, it's really difficult to get back into alignment if you don't have the tools. And so that's the part that I really want to talk today about. What are the tools? What are the things that we can do? And these are my experiences. These are my tools. These are the things I do. You may well have other tools. You may have other things that you do when you hit that wall of saying, whoa, I'm not in alignment. How do I get back? And that's fine too. But do what works for you. I can only share what works for me. So when I find myself out of alignment, one of the first things I do, and this is my big number one, is ask myself, what brings me joy? Because 9 times out of 10, if I am feeling not in alignment, I am also not feeling joyful. And when I can stop and say, oh my gosh, what do I need? What brings me joy? And what makes my heart feel light? I'm probably not doing that. And so for me, when I get out of alignment, what brings me joy is morning channeling, is cooking really wholesome food. It's caring for my body. It's a lot of the things that I'm going to talk about. But what brings me joy? Because when we are in a state of joy, we're in a high vibration. And that high vibration lends itself to coming back to, returning to, or being in a state of alignment. So that's the first thing I ask. What is that thing that brings me joy? Because I'm probably not doing it. And you probably have a list of a few things that really bring you joy. Whatever they are for you as an individual, someone is now outside weed eating. If you can hear that, I'm sorry. My office window sits right on the front street, in the front of the property. So if you can hear that, my apologies. So that's number one. Ask the question, what brings you joy? And sit with it for a little bit. What do you need? Number two is, for some people, easy, part of their normal day. It's a routine, and for some people, it might trigger you. But number two is, when I feel out of alignment, I get still. I go to meditation time. I go to journaling time. I go to prayer. I will do a walking stillness meditation. I will go out by myself and just take 20 minutes and take a walk by myself. Not for exercise, not for movement. Just because when we walk, we can get into a zone and spirit can speak to us. Some people are big on shamanic journeying. My husband does a lot of shamanic journeying. Whatever it is, however you get still with yourself to allow your mind to like let go and release, I encourage you to find that stillness. Ask about your alignment. Ask about your joy. And then set the intention at the start of that stillness time. I need to come back to alignment. Spirit will speak to you in that stillness in some way. Maybe you get a vision. Maybe you hear something. Maybe you have a little aha moment. Maybe you remember a time when you felt joy and you haven't done that thing for a while. Whatever it is. But number two is to get still. And just be with the stillness and allow yourself to realize what you need to come back to alignment. Number three is one that I am loving right now to come back into our alignment, is to get outside into nature. When we can get into nature, our soul can recalibrate so quickly to a path of alignment. Maybe you need a walk in the forest. Maybe you head to the ocean and you put your feet in the sand. Maybe you lay outside and just stare up at the clouds. Get into the fresh air. Go touch some trees. Go get your hands in the soil and plant a flower. Whatever it is, get outside. Nature helps us recalibrate. Nature helps us. It's as a reminder to what we truly need, what brings us back into alignment. Get into nature is number three. Number four is a tricky one, but I do this a lot. I have done it. I will continue to do it. Number four requires you to go backwards. And a lot of healing modalities do not recommend going back, but going into the present or slightly into the future. But this one, I feel like really works for me, and maybe it will work for you. When you find yourself out of alignment, things really are not working. You are, you know, beating your head against the wall. You keep making decision after decision, and it doesn't work the way you want, right? Things just are not falling into place easily. I encourage you to go back to your childhood, somewhere between the ages of 8 and 12. I always say just go to age 10, but a little earlier, a little later, whatever. And kind of sit with this a little bit. What did you do? What was that thing that you did when you were about 10 that brought you extreme joy? You could lose yourself in it. Time passed so quickly, you know. The whole afternoon would be gone and you would realize, gosh, I love doing that so much. Time just flew by. What was that thing? Because that is a really good clue about your adulthood alignment. For me, it was being outside and riding my bike. I used to love to ride my bike. I could get lost just riding my bike because it was physical. It was movement. It was almost meditative, the pedaling. And the other thing was reading. I read books, I wrote poems, I wrote stories. I always had words. I read book after book after book. The summer I was 10, I read 100 books and I kept track of them because I just loved to read. My mom every few days would drive me to the library. I would check out more books. Didn't matter what it was that summer, I read everything. And that still brings me so much joy to sit with a stack of books and read. So also about that age, around age 10, what did you really want to do as an adult? What was your life goal? What did you want to be when you grew up? You know, when we are young, when we're a kid, we don't think about financial status. We don't think about society. We don't think about anything. We think about, I'm going to be this when I grow up because it makes me happy, right? I was going to be an author. I was going to write books. All I wanted for Christmas, the year I was 10 or 11, was a typewriter to write my stories. And so I look back at that point in my life, and I knew what brought me joy. Playing piano brought me joy. Reading books brought me joy. Moving my body and riding my bike brought me joy. And the truth is, here I sit today, and those things still bring me joy. Those things still have the ability to recalibrate me and bring me back to myself and my true version of myself. So go back to, you know, somewhere around age 10. Dip your toes into that time period. What propelled you? What excited you? What made time pass quickly? What did you want to be as an adult? Just bringing yourself back to that time can bring you back to your soul's path. Because as a child, we know the soul's path. And it's not so heavily clouded by programming and societal norms and, you know, wealth and the idea of we have to have and do certain things as adults. We don't have that when we're 10. We just know what we like. We know what calls to us. So that's number four. Go back to age 10. See what moves you. And if you are struggling with staying on your path, feeling alignment, being in the flow, here's my number five. You have to shift your energy. If you have lost your way, you've lost that feeling of being in the flow, you've lost that feeling of you're in alignment and everything is just falling into place, you have to shift your energy. And shifting our energy requires a physical jolt. Go out for a run, go for a fast power walk, dance. A dance party for 10 or 15, 20 minutes is one of the best things you can do for yourself. Shake. If you have never looked up shaking as a mechanism for shifting energy, look it up. If you have never done a medical Qigong video on YouTube, check that out. They're usually short, 10 to 15 minutes. You're moving, you're shaking, you're shifting energy. Get a massage, cry, yell, move your body, exercise in a way that you don't normally exercise. But do something physical. Because most of the time when we are out of alignment, our body, some of the systems in our body are blocked. And one of the best things that we can do is shift the energy through moving our body. And for some of you who are very gentle or slow or not very physical in your body, this will feel like a very kind of out there solution. I'm physical in my body. I love to work out. I love to move my body. I love to get out and go for a power walk. I love to shake. I have dance parties at least twice a day with my six-year-old. Move your body. But it shifts the energy. It shifts the places where the energy lines are blocked in your body so that you can get some clarity, so you can find that significant thing that you're missing or that you need more of or that you need to look at or you need to shift into. It brings it to light. Shifting the energy in your body allows for that clarity. And it works. I know it works. If you have ever watched a small child in the middle of a temper tantrum and they're having a rotten, horrible day, I play with this one a lot. Put on pink. Put on something loud and fast and something that moves you a lot and makes you want to get up and dance and shake and watch the bad mood fade away, right? Watch your body say, yeah, I got this, right? And it's just a feeling, but it's a vibrational shift. It works so well with kids who are really tuned into their emotional state or not tuned into their emotional state, but it's a way for them to shift. So these are just tips. They're tools. They're things I do when I find myself not in the flow, when I find myself getting hit hard with struggles, or not seeing the path, I tend to dive into these five things. And they're big ones. They're little ones. Each one of them is just a small thing. It's a small activity. But if you put them all together or choose a few of them, you can really shift yourself back into alignment. And that's where we want to be. Alignment is that feeling that everything is in the flow, that everything is easy. When we're in alignment, spirit speaks right to us and we get those aha moments all day. Oh, I don't have to think about this too hard. I know exactly the thing to do. And we do it and it turns out beautifully. Alignment is thinking that you may have to deal with an issue and then you come to the table and you realize that issue's already been dealt with. I'm in the flow of all good things and they just keep coming. And it's a mindset. And we get to choose our mindset. We get to choose how we feel. We get to choose our vibrational energy, but we also forget. And this is so huge, my friends. We forget to choose. We begin to think life is happening to me instead of life is happening for me. And we forget that we have the ability and the responsibility to choose for our highest good. So I'm going to invite you today to use these five things. When you feel like things are hard or you're struggling with a decision, number one, ask the question, what brings you joy? Number two, get still. Set the intention to ask about your joy and your alignment and then be still. Meditation, prayer, walking meditation, whatever. Three, get yourself outside. Whatever outside is for you that feels good. You know, a walk on the beach, go to the forest, just get your feet in the grass. Sometimes that's all it takes. Touch the trees, plant a garden, whatever. Number four, get still and go back to when you were a child, elementary age, and ask yourself those questions. What did you want to be as an adult? What brought you extreme joy? What passed the time quickly? And use those clues because they are definitely clues to adulthood. And number five, do something physical to shift the energy. Shake it, run it out, dance it out, cry, yell, move your body in some way, and just figure it out. We are meant to be in alignment. We are 100% a physical body and 100% a soul. And when we can remember that we are 100% of both, they can work together as an operating system, the human body part and the soul body part. And when you put 200% together, it's magical. That's where the alchemy is. It becomes so magical, that combination of soul and human. It's where the magic lies. So I hope this helps you today. I hope it resonates. I hope it makes sense. I hope the next time you are feeling like you are not quite in alignment, you can remember to reach for some of these tools to get yourself back in alignment, because we all know that being in alignment and working in the flow is so much easier than not. All right, my sweet friends, that's all I've got for you today on this Friday, the 29th of March. I hope that wherever you are listening to this podcast, I hope that you are healthy and you are happy and you are feeling whole. If you are interested in working with me in any of the healing modalities, an intuitive healing session or a nutritional consult or a private yoga class, all you have to do is visit my website, go to the contact page, and shoot me an email, and we will figure it out together. You have a light. You are a bright light. We all have to remember to shine brightly right now. The world needs our light. Have a beautiful week ahead, and I will be back for more next week. Thanks for listening.